Our next reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, starting at verse 1. And that can be found on page 573 of the Pew Bibles. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought in contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulders, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
The next reading is from Matthew chapter 4, verse 13 to 17, which is on page 809 of the Pew Bibles. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness had seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Please have a seat, and can I add my welcome? My name's Kev, I'm the senior minister here at Euston Church. It's so good that you've joined us this afternoon, all of you in fine voice. Great that we can be together like this. The increase of his government and of peace. Peace may be the last thing you associate with Christmas, the crowds at the shops, the fights with the family, Christmas accidents and emergencies. You know, on average, 80,000, that's 80,000 people in the UK, have to attend hospital every year because of seasonal-related injuries. Most common ones, falling off a ladder while decorating, cuts from vegetable chopping, cuts from wrapping presents, cuts from unwrapping presents. My favourite injury, breaking a toe by dropping a frozen turkey on your foot, which is fantastic. It's a real threat. And then that old favourite, toys stuck up children's noses. We've all been there. Well, Isaiah 9, verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end." On some days during Advent, we've been journeying through this ancient and poetic prophecy of Isaiah's, written 700 years before Jesus' birth, which means 3,000 years back from now, and yet we've been finding it amazingly relevant. The mention of the G word twice there may be enough to make you zone out. Happy Christmas. I got your little something. It's a government. Oh, didn't you get me a new one of those last year? And the year before? Picture the scene as you're opening the presents under the tree. This one feels funny. Is that a pair of glasses as you unwrap Sir Keir Starmer? And then move round the tree to the right, quite a bit round the tree to the right, actually. This parcel smells of beer. Hello, Nigel Farage, the Nige before Christmas. No offence to any of our politicians anywhere, but all I wanted for Christmas isn't you. You know, back in the day, they had plenty of reason to be cynical about government. Read the rest of Isaiah. He describes leadership with words like corruption, self-gain, injustice, incompetence, chaos. Isaiah invents some of our favorite political insults. You know that phrase we've got about where are the grown-ups in the room? He said it first, they govern like children and down blind alleys. Actually makes you more thankful for our MPs, but still, governments as gifts, not very Christmassy. If I can do a present swap, there are other goodies in that reading I like the sound of, so give me the end of gloom, verse 1. Take burdens off my shoulders, verse 4. That would be a relief. It's all connected, though, is the thing. Burdens can only be removed from our shoulders because all responsibility is placed on His. The hopes and fears of all the years rest on God's promise of a leader. David's mentioned, great king of the Old Testament. The child promised will come in his royal line, but to head a dynasty where the phrase next in line will never be heard again. No end to his government forevermore. The old queen, there she is. Ah, Charles is all right, isn't he? But I still miss her, especially at this time of year. No one was more Christmassy than the queen apart from Santa himself. She even dressed a bit like Santa sometimes, as you can see there. And no one reigned longer in our country. 70.5 years. That's going to be tough to beat. Forevermore is longer. Which might set alarm bells ringing. There's a reason lots of nations constitutionally limit the shelf life of their rulers. They have a robust sense of the way power corrupts. This forever regime is not a sign of a terrible dictatorship. Because look what else we're told about him. Wonderful counselor. More than a counselor to pour your heart out to, he always has the best nuggets of wisdom. Makes good and not good really clear. Mighty God. Mighty is a word about warrior heroes. We still long for heroes, don't we? He's going to have to be really mighty if every oppressor of humanity can be overcome. Everlasting Father. Not just all powerful, all good, like the best kind of parent for a rootless generation. He cares for you. And Prince of Peace. We crave peace in the world. Peace in the online world would be a start. Did you hear that rage bait was the Oxford Dictionary's new word of the year? It's clickbait, basically, but headlines specifically designed to make you click in anger when you hear it declared that Formula One isn't a real sport, or socks with sandals look really cool, or all Scottish people are whatever, I'm already enraged before you've even finished the sentence. There's a lot of rage out there and in here. Imagine a Prince of Peace who is, well, all of the above. You know, our politicians, to be fair to them, they show glimpses. Some score higher in some of those categories than others. The problem with our leaders, ultimately, is that they're us. Again, back in Isaiah's day, he said it first, like leaders, like people. Are you wise enough? Kind enough? Always use power appropriately? Are you a peacemaker all the time? Now, don't get me wrong, we can be lovely, but 8 billion of us all preferring self-government was always going to be a planet with problems. Now, we're interconnected, and we know that more than ever in a global village, surely. We need a bigger story than just you doing you and me doing me. We're wired to be led by God. But without him in our story, gloom, burdens, because we've cut ourselves off from the source of peace and wisdom. And into this vacuum, Christmas. Jesus is the child prophesied, because 700 years after Isaiah said it, gospel writer Matthew, I'm holding his account here, records the birth, grabs our Isaiah reading and says, he's the guy. First thing he quotes the grown-up Jesus saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that's a very different kind of kingdom. And this son given is massive. You know, talk about a game changer. There's a moment in C.S. Lewis's Narnia in the last battle where they all have to gather in a stable on a hilltop. And it's a bit like the wardrobe moment. It becomes an entrance to another world. It seems, said Tyrion, that the stable seen from within and the stable seen from without are two different places. Yes, said Lord Diggory. Its inside is bigger than its outside. Yes, said Queen Lucy. In our world too, a stable once had something inside it that was bigger than our whole world. Read on in Matthew. Watch the wonder child match the manifesto hype. Give the grown-up Jesus votes out of 10 for his wonderful counsel. Sermon on the Mount, still foundational for Western ethics, so radical on human dignity and social justice. His mighty godness, the power of God to push back the darkness, even the darkness of death, comes under his government. His father-like care, so beautifully tender is Jesus in his interactions. Peace. It was Bono and U2 who sang, sick of the sorrow, sick of the pain, sick of hearing again and again that there's going to be peace on earth. We're clearly not there yet. But it begins with peace with God, which means, through Jesus, forgiveness from the God whose rule we've rejected, and a better future for those who receive his son's leadership. Will you receive it? The promise is that everything Jesus did locally, he will fulfill globally when he comes. That's why we pray it in the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come. Imagine no more gloom or anguish. Imagine the darknesses you carry lifted forever. Imagine justice always done, government only good. Imagine forever. It's hard to imagine because our hopes get shattered, because our leaders disappoint, because we disappoint. End of verse 7 is the key difference. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. See, the challenge of Christmas is, will we give up the notion that we can save the world our way? My way is the fundamental human problem. You know, back in Isaiah's time, the people of God had taken a collective humbling at the hands of their enemies. Read about it in the Assyrian section at the British Museum. And yet, you know, in the very next sentence after our reading, they're saying, we'll be back bigger and better. Rather than having been humbled, crying out that we need divine intervention. And don't we need it? Advent says to us, a child was born. The bundle of joy in the stable has already changed the world. He invented servant leadership. Billions of lives transformed, cultures shaped. Can we trust him when he says he'll return to shoulder a government like this? The zeal of the Lord will do this is not a recipe for instant success. It should be great comfort. Our hopes rest on God's passionate commitment to the cause. It's challenging too, though. Will we trust his timings, which tend to be longer in the working out? His ways, even when they involve working through weakness? We fairly ask, is Jesus capable of being the Prince of Peace? The challenge back at us is, are we capable of being led by him? How leadable are you? I dare you to look up this Christmas, to reach up and let him lead. Happy Christmas. We're going to pray.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We praise you for your plans that have come to pass, that you have given us your Son, Jesus. Thank you that you have known and loved us since before creation began, knowing our brokenness and sin, but longing to be in relationship with us. You've paid for our debt with your own flesh so that we could be with you. Jesus, we thank you that you are a good God and far better than any king or ruler we can have in this world. We long for the day when your kingdom is established over all creation, because your government will be one of mighty power, peace, justice, and righteousness forever. And Father, we turn to pray for our city of London. With the rising rates of violence and crime, please would you give our authorities wisdom and the conviction to address these issues and enforce safety for their people. We pray also for the state of our world that continues to be affected by ongoing wars and conflicts in countries such as Syria, Sudan, and Ukraine. Please would you enable the governments of these countries to make just and righteous decisions for all parties involved, with the aim of bringing peace. Father, we thank you that there will be a day where your people will not have to fear or suffer for crimes of injustice, when you will wipe away every tear and there will only be perfect safety and rest in your kingdom. And lastly, we pray, Jesus, for your quick return to this world, when there will be no more death or destruction, but only eternal praise and joy with our King who will never forsake us. Please would you help us this Christmas to rejoice in all that you've accomplished for us on the cross for our salvation, and praise you that we have a relationship with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.